Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views. Jason actually just farted. And it smells like shit in the room.
Okay, right now. Well, here you go. You kind of embarrassed me. Once again, I guess I'm David's comedic foil. He told me the other day that all I'm good for is laughing behind his videos. So he said, he goes, I tried to shoot this thing with Dom the other day, and it didn't work because you weren't there laughing at how funny I am.
What I said?
That was what you basically said.
No, I said the room felt empty without people laughing.
Yeah. I said, is that all I'm good for? And you go, basically.
All right, roll the intro music. All right, guys. So Jason and I, the other day, this is the Views podcast. I'm 26, 23, 2. 22.
26.
I'm 22, soon to be 23. Jason's 45, 46.
Fuck. I just turned 46.
It's fine.
No one hurts.
Yeah.
Some ages hurt more than others. What age hurt for you?
20. That was fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you're no longer a teenager. But, okay, so this is what I want to talk about. Mm. The other day, Jason and I went to pick up an inmate from a prison.
Sounds so nuts.
Yeah. Our friend Jeff, he's an ex-con. He used to deal drugs. Mm-hmm. And one of his friends... one of his ex-drug dealer friends ended up in jail for 3-4 years. 38 months he was there.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to go pick him up. Mm-hmm. And I was really fucking scared to pick this guy up.
Yeah, you were.
What were you thinking?
I mean, I really trusted Jeff. I was scared too, but he assured me so many times. That
it was a six-hour drive to get this guy. So we left at, what was it?
It left like 12:30.
12:30.
Yeah, Jeff drove 120 miles an hour.
So
which
quickly.
Which was dangerous.
It said arrival time said 6:33.
Yeah.
And then when we were 20 minutes away, arrival time was 5:27.
He cut an hour out.
That's how fast he was fucking driving. He drives literally 130 miles per hour.
At one point, he tried to split two 18-wheelers on a two-road highway, two-lane highway.
I'm surprised we weren't flying. I'm surprised the car just didn't catch wind.
I was asleep in the back getting air.
Oh, yeah.
And I would wake up every time. But I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to be like, can you slow down?
Yeah.
Because Jeff's so fucking tough.
So we got there at 5:30, and we drove around the prison grounds, mm-hmm. and there was no one there.
It's a huge prison.
4,000 people. Yeah, 4,000 people in there. We didn't see a single correction officer, single police officer at all.
No.
Up until first of all, prison is so fucking confusing to me. This is my first time seeing a prison. Yeah. I am still so confused as it's just a fence and there's a bunch of buildings and then there's people inside that can't leave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I understand. I'm going to sound like an idiot, but like, I understand that
this is your wheelhouse.
This is, yeah. I sound like an idiot. That's what you're good at. I understand that, like, we've made the decision that these guys aren't fit to be in the general public because they're dangerous.
Yeah.
Right. But like, how crazy is that? That there are people stuck in this prison place and like, you can't go up to the guard and be like, dude, please, please let me go. Come on. I've been here fucking a week. Please.
I can't. Like, I would love to, Dave.
Yeah.
I cannot let you go.
You can't. Like, you can't. Mm-hmm. You can't beg to get out of there. You're stuck there for 40, 50 years for whatever you did.
His cellmate was doing time doing 40 years.
That's Jason.
On murder.
I don't understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand that these are horrible, horrible people, yeah. Right? And they should be there. But there are people that get locked up for the wrong reasons. Like, have you seen those stories? Like, guy was in jail for 30 years, and then new technology came around. Turns out he never fucking did it.
Oh, yeah, DNA.
Jace, what the fuck is wrong with that? How is that okay? How can someone be... Imagine you're in jail for 30 fucking years for a crime you weren't even there for.
Yeah.
Like, you were at the park with your kids, mm-hmm. and someone comes up to you and goes, hey, I think you killed my fucking wife. And you go, what? what the fuck are you saying?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're in court and there's 12 people there that you've never met that are deciding whether or not you should go to jail for 40 fucking years.
There's a lot of wrong cases and it's usually people that are marginalized.
That's insane, Jace.
It happens.
I think I'm turning into Kim Kardashian and I'm about to fucking free people. That's crazy to me. And then you're sitting there. It's your fucking fourth year in jail.
Right.
And you're going up to the guard and being like, look at me, Derek. Do I look like I fucking killed anybody? And at this point, you're going so crazy that Derek, the guard's going like, oh yeah, this guy definitely fucking murdered somebody. He's fucking insane. But the only reason you're insane is because you've been trapped in there for so long. Mm-hmm. It blows my mind, Jay.
David also, we were just driving and told me that it blows his mind that the world gets dark at night. He just was driving down Hollywood and he's like, this is fucking nuts. This is insane that it's light for half the time and then suddenly it's dark and then they're like, hey, we're going to have to get lights. We're going to have to create lights.
That's a total different podcast, okay? That'll be our next podcast.
Prison and Darkness.
Can we save that for next week?
Yeah, okay, yeah, I don't want to
night and day
bite off too much.
Night and day is a thing I really want to dive into. I want that to be like a long segment. No, I don't know. I don't know if I'm explaining myself.
Well, there's
correctly.
Bad people in the world, and they have to go behind bars, so you and I are safe.
But yeah, I get that. But yeah. It's just so crazy to me how like this is my first time visiting a prison. Okay. How the prison was in the middle of a normal town.
It was.
Like, that is so crazy.
Yeah.
There are people less than a half a mile away going to school every day, mm-hmm. buying groceries, doing whatever they want, traveling, mm-hmm. going to Alaska, going to Jamaica.
Freedom.
Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are people that are stuck in this little cell thing for 50 plus years.
Well, I think
it blows my mind.
Well, I think of it more like a school.
And you know what? Yes, it's a school, but you're stuck there
where
forever.
Where you can get fucking knifed.
Yeah.
In the showers.
So first off, I think why I'm so like scared of the whole prison system is because one of my biggest fears is getting wrongfully imprisoned.
Yeah.
Did Dad tell you the story about like I had a friend once who would see a car chase on TV and the car chase was because the guy murdered somebody because he accidentally ran over someone.
Yeah.
And he'd be watching the car chase and I'd be sitting with him and he opened up to me one day and he goes, I've never told this to anyone, but I have these thoughts where I think that I'm the one that committed the crime, that I'm the one that hit the person.
Yeah.
And like, and I can't help but think.
When did he
that.
Say this? When he was like a kid?
Yeah, when
like
we were
12.
When we were like 16.
Yeah,
so kind of old, and that was really scary. He thinks he's committing crimes.
I think I've kind of done something like that too.
That's it's really weird,
or at least thought about. Like,
what is it?
I always cover my bases whenever I leave.
Yeah.
Somewhere, like if I go to my ex-wife's house, I always like, I don't always, but I always like try to like make it so like people know where I am. Just in case, like, something happens.
Oh, really?
Or people want to accuse me of something. Yeah. I always think about that.
What do you mean? Like,
I always put myself in low-risk situations. I mean, except when I'm with you. But, yeah, I always want people to know where I am in case something happens.
Oh, so you think about this.
I do.
Yeah, like being wrongfully imprisoned. Like,
yeah. I think a lot of people think about it. I think I used to have a friend. He said he wanted to carry a cyanide capsule just so he could fucking take it.
That's a painful way to go out, I heard.
A cyanide capsule?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I heard that's not a fun way.
What's a fun way to go out?
I don't want to say it because I don't want to give anybody ideas if they're like trying to end it all. So I'm not going to say, but I know that there are very non-painful ways to do it.
There is?
Yeah.
Oh. Let's not go to that.
But stay alive,
guys.
But in all seriousness, like if it got to the point where I was being put into prison in 40 years, I'm 100% the type of guy where I'm like, please, like, get me out of here.
Please kill me. We've talked about this.
Yeah, we talked about it way too much.
I was shocked at, so then when we went there and then we got stopped by the guards right away.
Yeah.
Remember that?
The guards were like, are you guys filming? And we're like, no. And
they have three big DSLRs.
Yeah, we're holding three cameras in our hand. And they go, and we go, we're just visiting our friend. He's being. I listened to the playback and it was me going. I sounded like a 12-year-old. I was like, "We're visiting our friend. He's getting out of jail today." That's how I sounded. And the guard goes, "Well, you're gonna stay here if you keep recording."
Yeah,
and I go, "Fuck." Okay, so we left and then we came back mm-hmm. and they wouldn't let us back because they're like, "We saw you on the cameras recording the prison.
Yeah.
You're not allowed here anymore. Go pick up your friend at a train station."
Mm-hmm.
So they wouldn't let us back onto the prison grounds. And Jeff, our friend, who used to be an inmate, started back-talking the security guard.
Sure.
He was like, no, let us in. We're here to see our friend. We haven't seen him in 3 years. Let us in. Mm-hmm. And the security guard was like, no, you need to leave now. And Jeff was like, what the hell are you saying? We're going to stay, like, arguing with this guy.
Yeah.
Who works at a prison. And Jeff went to jail once. So I think, he snapped right back into it.
He went right back into old prison versus guard kind of thing.
Yeah, I was really scared.
That's all I heard Jeff says. He's like, these fucking guys, they don't want to fucking do anything. They sit around eating donuts all day.
It was really scary.
They don't fucking care.
So then we got Jeff's friend out of jail.
Yeah, we waited for him at the bus station.
He came in
a corrections vehicle.
He came in, and my immediate thought was, this guy's going to come out, and he's going to, kiss the ground. He's gonna wave his hands in the air. He's gonna every store we pass by, he's gonna be like, oh my god, there's McDonald's, there's Target, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But he was on Instagram the entire fucking time.
I mean, you probably would be too.
I know I would be.
You couldn't have Instagram for 4 years, but pretty powerful.
He was on Instagram the entire time. He didn't look up. Jeff had to take the phone out of his hand because he was like, this is going to fucking rot your brain. Yeah. Look outside. Let's go outside.
Yeah, I think
we had to pull over just to get him out of the car so he could experience freedom.
We were ready to show him all these things that were happening since he was in jail, and he knew them all.
I was like, Trump's president.
Yeah.
And he's like, I know.
He even said, put on that Taylor Swift, Brandon Urie song.
Oh, well,
which is a brand new song.
No, what was funny is I put on a Rihanna song, and Jeff turns to him and he goes, yeah, David's a fucking pussy. He listens to this shit. And his friend turns to me and goes, oh, that's all good. I love this shit. I actually love Taylor Swift's new song.
Yeah,
and that shut Jeff right up. And I thought he was going to turn around and call me a little bitch and bitch me out because he was just in prison for 4 years. But he was very sweet. And then we listened to Taylor Swift for literally the next 25 minutes.
And Jeff's friend came out yoked.
Yeah.
They showed me pictures of him when he went in. And he was pretty fat.
Yeah.
Out of shape. And he came out.
Yeah.
He's huge.
You should go to jail.
I should.
You should go to fucking jail.
I'd be in great shape.
Holy fuck.
I would be in good shape if I wasn't working with you all day.
You'd come out looking amazing.
Oh, yeah. I'd be great. Did you hear when...
you want to go to prison for a vlog?
You keep suggesting that.
I know I do.
Such a bad idea. Did you catch when Jeff's friend was bragging about his miles? He does a 7-minute mile. And
yeah.
We were like, oh, Jeff, that's pretty good. And he's like, if I went to fucking prison, I could do a fucking 4-minute mile. Can you believe this shit?
Yeah.
It's like, fuck that.
They were so fighting about that. And I was asking about, I had so many questions about prison. One of the things I found out, which was interesting, was when you go to prison, when you go to the yard, you have a piece of paper with you. It's like your file. And on the file, there's a bunch of boxes that the guards will check. And one of it is, if you're a sex offender, they'll check that box. Mm-hmm. If you got caught for robbing, they'll check that box. Or if you got caught for, killing someone, they'll check that box. Mm-hmm. And the inmates on the yard, when you first come to jail, they all check your...
They ask to see your papers.
They ask to see your papers. And then if it turns out that you're a fucking... You commit some kind of sexual crime,
mm-hmm.
they'll fucking stab the fuck out of you, and they will literally and make no, your life no. living hell. That's fucking insane.
He did say that. He was like, yeah, they're done. They just get stabbed.
Yeah, he's
they
like, get, if, they if, just you, kill if them. You come in, if you fucking sexually assaulted someone, you're dead. You're fucking dead. That's what he said.
It's fucking nuts.
That's crazy.
He also said they all have phones in there.
Yeah, he said
tons of drugs.
He said people sneak in phones. Mm-hmm. He said all the guards are corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And for $1,000, you can get a cell phone. He said some of his inmates had In-N-Out one day, that the guards brought them In-N-Out. That's fucking crazy. So all these guards are just as corrupt as, I mean, not all of them, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. I was proud of Jeff's friend, though. He sounded like he was not doing anything bad, staying in shape.
Oh, it was so great.
For 2 years, and he was out.
Jeff was like, let's go fucking rob a place, trying to egg him on. And he goes, nah, man, nah. I found God. I found God. And then he starts playing Christian music. It was out of a movie.
Yeah.
Jeff
was like, I give this God shit 2 weeks. He'll be back banging abroad in the fucking bathroom of a nightclub.
It did change him, at least for now. I don't know. I, the whole prison thing is just...
It was really crazy. And then Jeff tried to get him to drive because we were setting up that prank.
Yeah, and he wouldn't even drive.
Yeah, he wouldn't even do it. He's like, oh, no, I can't. I'm on probation.
And then we set up a prank where we were driving, and when we were 30 minutes away from home, we had a fake police officer pull us over because Jeff didn't have any license plate. And that went well. We tricked him. He was really excited about that. He was really happy. And then 3 hours later, Jeff actually got pulled over by a real cop for the same reason, and he had to turn to Cody and go, "Yo, yo, yo, this isn't a joke. This isn't."
Are you kidding me?
No, they got pulled over. They got pulled over for the exact same
in
reason.
In Hollywood?
Yeah, in Hollywood.
Did the guy check Cody's papers?
No,
didn't.
He didn't even give Jeff a ticket. He just said, "Get this fixed." And then
and Jeff had to tell him this is not a prank.
Yeah, right when they got pulled over, Jeff turned to him and went, "Yo, this is real. This is real. This isn't a prank." Right after, literally 3 hours after we pranked him with a cop. So he had an interesting first day out. I don't know.
Have you ever had a friend that went to prison?
No, I never known anybody who went to prison. We had, my mom had a friend when I was growing up, and he told me he was a prison guard for, like, all the time. He would come over and tell me stories about being a prison guard and stuff. And then I found out later that he was in prison. He wasn't a prison guard. He just lied.
Oh, wow. That he years. Went to prison once. Yeah. What was the story he'd tell you?
He'd just tell me stories about guards and sneaking stuff in. Same kind of stuff Cody told us.
Why is it? How is it that guards sneak stuff in? Is that not illegal?
I don't know. Everyone lied to me when I was a kid. Do people just lie to you all the time?
All the time.
What is that? Why do people lie to kids? And, you know, kids are smart. They know. They know when you're lying. Well, I didn't. I was fucking dumb.
I was only lied to about 9/11 and Santa Claus. That's like the only ones I can remember.
Those are the ones you lied about.
But those ones were pretty fucking. Those ones hurt. Those were embarrassing.
Did you ever have anyone go to prison?
No, never.
No.
I think my dad spent, he was in jail in Germany once.
Oh, yeah?
For like a day. Because he didn't have papers. I could be completely making this up. Every time I say something about my parents and it's incorrect, they call me the next day, like frantically.
He was not in jail in Germany.
It was Switzerland. And it was just for 2 hours. Okay, I don't know. I think my dad went to jail for like a little bit.
This is your wheelhouse.
I think my jail was...
your other wheelhouse.
Making up things. I think my dad was in prison for 7 years. I could be wrong. My dad's not a bad guy.
Hey, I heard you hung out with John Stamos the other day.
Yeah, I hung out with John Stamos.
Man, you're so lucky.
It's the best.
What's he smell like?
He's the best. He's so nice.
What's he smell like?
Great. Literally so clean.
Really
like
good.
His entire life has been great.
Do you think he has ice cream?
Yeah, in his fridge. Yeah. 100%.
He enjoys ice cream?
No, I think he just enjoys breathing. I think when John Stamos takes a breath of fresh air, it tastes different. Like I feel like the filtration in his like mouth makes air taste better.
Oh my god.
Like his quality of life just has to be better than everybody else on the planet. He's
what did you guys talk about?
Happy, fun guy.
What'd you talk about?
I can't tell you, man, because it's just if I told you, you'd be jealous. Because that's how fun of a time we're having.
How's things going here at Camp Dobrik?
Camp Dobrik's good. I can't say what happened, but we had a shoot come where
crew come in, yeah.
Yeah, where they were shooting the house, and we had a cleaning crew come in, and they misplaced my toothbrushes.
Okay.
And I knew I had the blue toothbrush, because I used the blue toothbrush. So
you just sounded eight.
So I checked.
I know that my toothbrush is blue.
Yeah, so I checked the drawers for my blue toothbrush, and I found it next to two other blue toothbrushes that were already opened. So there's three blue toothbrushes just sitting in my drawer. So I didn't know what to brush my teeth with. And I went to Natalie and I was like, "Natalie, can you get me toothbrushes? Because I can't brush my teeth." Yeah. And she goes, "Just use one of those toothbrushes."
Yeah.
And I go, "No," because she thought this was weird. Because when I'm done with a toothbrush, I have this weird thing where I feel the need to use it one last time. So I use it to scrub the floor or clean a crack in my bathroom. I usually use it to scrub the vent. And I don't know. Yeah, it's really weird. And I don't know out of those toothbrushes, which two I already used to scrub the floor.
Out of all your quirks that I've heard on the 2 years of this podcast,
weird.
That one's got me. So when you finish with a toothbrush and you're like, the bristles have gotten just a little too much for you.
Yeah.
Out of place, which I get. You then need to do something other than your teeth. I need
to do like one more thing with it. Like one thing that like I could never ever do with a toothbrush normally. You know what I mean? Like I'm like, before I throw this out, I don't know why. It just feels so, right.
Don't ever tell John Stamos this.
No, this is what we bonded over.
So yeah.
I don't know. One time like back home, I would use it to like clean the toilet. So I would.
You don't clean toilets. But you just...
Oh, I don't clean. I don't clean at all. I'm not even like a person that like likes scrubbing things. But like I'll be done with the toothbrush and I'll go around the rim of the toilet and I'll scrub it because I'll know I'm never using this toothbrush again. I'm never going to see it. But it's brand new right now. for the toilet. So if I dip it in the toilet, it's like I'm using like, a, I don't know. It is
cool. Kinda, so this new toothbrush that you got, you're going to, what will you do with it when you're done?
Well, I literally use it just to, I scrub the drain now every time. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it does anything. I just scrub it just because I just do it. And then when I'm, I also do, this is a, this
I also have a dead body in my trunk, which I didn't tell you about.
No, another thing I do, which I guess, I have like a shower routine. Uh-huh. So when I'm done showering every time, as I'm, I wonder how many people do this. This is probably a lot of people do this. When I'm done showering, I fill my mouth up with water.
Yeah.
And I cup my hand right under my chin. Yeah. And I spit the water into my hand and I let it run down my body. I know that sounds weird, but that's what I do.
Why?
I don't know. I've always done it, and I always, and I think if I don't do it, I'm going to have a bad day.
Oh, so it's like superstition.
Yeah, it's just like a superstition. So like I like the last bit of water that runs down from the drain before I turn it off, I hold it in my mouth, in my mouth, and then I spit it. I don't spit it. I just let it go out of my mouth.
Do you get soap in your eyes still?
No, not anymore.
I still do.
I use Suave. Suave kids, the kids shampoo, and it's tear free, and it's not tear free.
Oh, that's nice.
Did you know that it's not tear free?
I didn't.
I still get that shit in my eyes, and I still tear up.
Yeah.
They mean it's tear free, like it doesn't put tears in your hair, like knots.
Oh.
Yeah, like it frees the knots up. Like that's what they mean. It's not tear free because it's still soap. Like put it in your eyes, it's still gonna fucking burn.
It's still gonna sting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but baby shampoo doesn't sting. So why don't they just make it?
Have you tried that?
Baby shampoo? Yeah, there's been many times that I've been in a shower and that's always there. I've showered with my baby.
You have?
Yeah, it gets it done quick.
I would take baths with my dad. That's so fucking weird to think about now.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you look at his penis?
Of course. I don't want to talk about it because he listens to this podcast. But I mean,
why would you take baths with him?
I was 17. I didn't know any better. No, this was like when I was like really young.
Sure.
I mean, doesn't every parent take a bath with their kid? I'm talking like really young, like when I'm a baby and
but
I can't even
remember
walk.
That stuff. I don't remember.
Oh, I don't remember it, but I know I would. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember ever sitting in the tub with my dad.
One time, I walked through a YMCA and my mom took me through the women's locker room when I was like five, and I remember seeing everybody's bush and huge tits.
Oh my God, dude. YMCA bathrooms. My dad would make me go to the YMCA because I had to
He went through the women's locker room?
No. Oh shit, no. No, I would go to the men's.
Try going this way this time, David. This way is a lot more fun.
we'd go to the men's and like we'd change there and I was always so uncomfortable. I'd always change in the bathroom, like in the stalls. Uh-huh. And there's always these guys walking around with their dicks. And it was like so crazy to see.
Yeah, older guys do that. Old men like to walk around.
Very
like
old men with tiny penises and then with huge penises. It's so crazy to see the difference.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, everyone has like the same size hand, but there's something about a dick. For some reason, everyone else has a different size penis. I don't know what it is. You could go up to anybody and be like, show me your hand.
Yeah.
And you won't go, oh, that's fucking weird.
Pretty much the
that's
same.
That's pretty small. But with dicks, they're all so different. And you really don't find that out till you join a YMCA. And this podcast is brought to you by YMCA. No, but that is interesting.
We found out tonight that a friend of ours has a giant penis.
Yeah.
How'd that make you feel?
I support it. I love when I hear my friends have big penises.
You're happy for him?
Yeah.
Were you jealous?
No, I wasn't jealous.
I was so jealous.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I feel like I feel like
especially when that girl described it. She was like, oh, it's like this. And then she goes, this was the thing that really got me. She showed me how long, she showed us how long it was, like she with her hands. And then she goes, and then the girth.
Yeah, and then she talked about how fucking wide it was. Yeah, that was fucked up.
That's what really got me. If you have both.
Yeah, that made me feel kind of uneasy.
And then she was like, it kind of hurts.
And then I was like, oh, okay.
Good. Oh, so it's good. Not good. Yeah.
Sounds horrible. no, but yeah, I guess YMCA is definitely the place to be. Real quick, I want to tell you guys about Stitch Fix. It's an online personal styling service that finds and delivers clothes, shoes, and accessories to fit your body, budget, and lifestyle.
Even my body?
Anybody. It literally says right here, even Jason's body.
Oh, good.
Don't forget to tell him that he looks beautiful. Just go to stitchfix.com/views and tell them your size, what styles you like, and how much you want to spend on each item. You'll be paired with your very own personal stylist who will handpick 5 items to send right to your door. Then you try them on, pay only for what you love, and return the rest. Shipping, exchanges, and returns are always free. No subscription required. You can sign up to receive scheduled shipments or get your fix whenever you want. Stitch Fix styling fee is only $20, which is applied toward anything you keep from your shipment. Get started now at stitchfix.com/views, and you'll get an extra 25% off when you keep all five items in your box.
And fitems, too. Fitems. You get fitems and five items.
That's stitchfix.com/views.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
If you'd have to be trapped in prison or the YMCA bathroom for the rest of your life, where would it be?
I mean, the YMCA bathroom for sure.
Yeah?
It's just like naked chicks walking all over.
No, the men's.
Oh, the men's? The men's?
The men's bathroom.
I mean, prison sounded awful.
Yeah, prison was horrible.
It sounded so awful. And even with all the accoutrements that they have nowadays.
What's accoutrements?
Accoutrements is like...
Do you make up words? Do you say these big words because you want me to look like an idiot?
No, I've been around a long time. And I
feel like
words.
You write them in your notes and you go, fuck, like, let's fuck with David and show people how stupid he is.
You've never heard of accoutrements?
I've never.
Accoutrements, it's like a French word. Accoutrements, like, you know, extra things that... You know, if you ordered, well, I don't even know how to describe it.
You don't even
like
order.
If you went to a hotel and there was like nuts, but there was also soaps and there was also extras, accoutrements.
Okay, I don't care.
don't be upset because you don't know a word.
Shut up.
It's not a big deal.
I learned.
Maybe you should go to maybe now that you've done so well in life at such a young age, maybe you should go to college.
No.
Wouldn't that be fun? Think about that.
No, I know things. I just don't know words.
We're not talking about that. I don't care that you don't know words. You'll know the words eventually.
Oh, okay.
But what I'm saying is you're pretty rich now, but let's say you're like a billionaire now.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, if I was a billionaire, I'd go back to school.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay, what'd you study?
What?
What would you study?
I'd just be at the frats. I don't know.
With my camera. With Zayn and Heath.
I'm not going to study. No, I don't know.
You wouldn't?
No, I mean, maybe I'd go back. But there's I would never feel the necessity to go back to school. Like, if I'm making a lot of money, I'm going to be like, I need to keep making money.
Right. Yeah. Wow. My sister's really funny. She just graduated from Harvard at the age of 50 last week.
Oh, I didn't even realize that. That's crazy.
Yeah, she was she was older than me. She went to college. She didn't do well. Then we couldn't afford to send her to college.
Why'd she do that?
So then she was cleaning toilets for years. And then she kind of figured out how to do computer programming and got a pretty good job computer programming. And then she just kept going to night school. And she got a fucking degree from Harvard last week.
Does she like it?
Yeah, and I said, what are you going to do with it? She goes, I just wanted to learn.
Wow.
It was the most, we're so different, my sister and I. She's just this pure soul.
So
I'm I want money. You know what I mean? I want to be famous.
Speaking about the YMCA, I went to my doctor's appointment today. I got a checkup.
Oh, good for you.
Really amazing.
Taking care of yourself.
I haven't had a checkup
yet. You want a cookie?
In 6 years. No, I'm actually not allowed to because I found out. No.
I have diabetes.
No, so I told him I didn't have a checkup in 6 years.
Yeah.
So he was checking everything and he was doing it really quick. He was open your mouth. I was
Yeah.
And then he checked it. He's good. He didn't even go in there he didn't use any tools, nothing. Which is that normal now? They don't use tools. He didn't hit my knee with one of those.
The reflex stuff.
With the hammer. He didn't do any of that.
Maybe that's outdated.
Oh, that's outdated?
I don't know.
And the part that scared me the most is he never touched my, I know this is going to sound, he never touched my balls. He never grabbed my balls and asked me to cough.
Yeah, to see if you had a cancer there or something.
Yeah, he didn't do that. And I told Natalie, I was like,
where'd you go to this doctor?
Beverly Hills. I was like, I don't think this guy was doing a good job.
Like the mall or something. Huh? Where did you find this doctor?
The mall. Is that what you want me to say? No, but
Yeah, I told Natalie, I'm like, I don't think.
Did you say that to him? Did you go, hey man, maybe you want to run this over a couple times?
If you want to go back, touch me. I was expecting him to fucking undress me and like really like examine me and make sure like I'm okay. Like, I don't know. Because I told him I haven't been there for 6 years. And then the other doctor walked in with, like, the needles. And I fucking hate needles. Hate needles. And he ties one of my arms down, like, ready to find the vein. And he goes, you know, it's going to hurt in this arm. Let me try the other arm. Let me find the vein in the other arm because it's going to hurt here. And then he goes to my other arm. And he goes, fuck, I can't find the vein here. We got to go back. And I was like, well, you just fucking set me up for this to be the worst experience ever. You just told me how bad this arm's going to hurt, and now he's coming back.
You just had a guy go into your mouth and rip two teeth out of your face, and you can't take a little needle?
And I told him, I'm like, I hate needles. I'm like, how do you deal with the pain? And he's like, dude, needles fucking terrify me. That's why I'm doing this job, because I like inflicting pain in others. He said it as a joke, but
maybe this wasn't the right doctor for you.
These were really cool doctors.
So he just goes, you're fine.
Well, I got blood work done, so I'm going to find out if there's anything wrong with me. But yeah, I was just surprised that my balls weren't grabbed. That's about it. That's the title of this podcast. David's shocked that his balls weren't touched at the doctor. I don't know. I feel like that's like, I don't know. I feel like when you go to the doctor, you're supposed to be uncomfortable, and I was very comfortable the entire time, and I think that's what scared me. It's like he wasn't like, I don't know, maybe it's an LA doctor, so they're a lot more like...
I think he just knows you're young, and he's like, there's nothing wrong with
him. I'm like, I touch your balls.
My
doctors in Vernon Hills touched my balls, and I was fucking a lot younger. I was 14.
Well, those guys are on trial.
I wouldn't be surprised. Mm. Oh, I guess you're fucking... That is really creepy.
Sometimes I think I am going to die, this lifestyle that we live.
Oh, I think I'm going to die all the time.
Oh, my God. I can't even stand up anymore.
Yeah.
I'm done.
It's hard to watch you. It's hard to watch you go through stuff, man. You ever need to make a website for anything, Jason?
Yeah, tons of stuff.
Like what?
I have little gnomes that I sell on the side.
Okay.
Yeah, with cocaine in them.
What did you use to make that website?
Squarespace I used, you dummy.
Fucking
what kind of fucking question is that?
What's wrong with you?
Squarespace. Well, I just think you'd be dumb not to ask it. Obviously, I use Squarespace.
Guys, if you go to squarespace.com/views, you'll get a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, you can use the offer code views and you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Guys, Squarespace is the best place to sell garden gnomes or any kind of product or service you want to sell. Squarespace can help you make the website. You can blog or publish your content, showcase your work, announce an upcoming event or special project, and more. With 24/7 award-winning customer support, you have nothing to patch or upgrade ever. Free and secure hosting, built-in search engine optimization. It's really, really the best place. If you're ready to start your business, make it stand out. Get started with Squarespace. Go to squarespace.com/views for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code views to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain.
I'm going to make a website, David's Word of the Day.
Oh, please.
And I'm going to grab a bunch of words.
And every day I go on there and learn something new.
Yeah, and you can go on there and maybe some other people, and people can donate.
Were you ever in school? What pranks would you guys play on each other at school? Like we used to have laptops.
People used to tell me they like me.
They still do. They still pull those pranks on you.
Yeah.
We used to have like these laptops. Like there'd be a cart that would come around and everyone would grab a laptop. And then when one of our friends would go to the bathroom, we'd change the background on the laptop to like a pair of tits or something like that. So then when he got back and he sat down, there were boobs on his computer right in the middle of class. That would be really funny. Like, did you guys ever do stuff like that? Like,
what we did that, but with an abacus.
I don't know. Yeah. There's another word.
Fuck.
What's an abacus?
An abacus is like the world's first calculator. They used to count things.
That's so funny.
The laptop from the...
Remember, I think I've said this on the podcast, but I remember when I was in school, I don't know if this happened to me or if I read this online, but like the teacher would always go like it'd be a math test and I'd be like, can I use a calculator?
Yeah.
And they'd go, you're not going to have a calculator with you everywhere you go when you grow up. No, you can't use a calculator.
Yes, I am, bitch.
Now everyone has a calculator in their fucking pocket. It's your phone.
Yeah. That always baffles me when I watch my kids do homework now. I'm like, can't you just look it up?
Yeah.
Like, what's the point?
I always, my argument was always like, if you can Google it and find out in a different way, it's not cheating. So like if you're sitting in class and you can get on your phone and quickly Google something and you get the answer, you found out yourself.
Yeah, you should be able to take tests with phones.
There was one time I was cheating and I had my phone right in between my legs. Uh-huh. And there was like a steel
a steel shelf that was right under our desks, and it held our books. Like, it was, like, built into the desk. And my phone slipped out of my, like, legs and landed right on the steel shelf in a quiet classroom setting. Went boom. Oh. And the teacher stands up. And, oh, my God, I nearly, it was my final tune, and I almost started crying. And I just got up, and I went straight to, like, to blow my nose. Because I freaked out. Nothing really happened.
What do you mean? It sounds like you got in a lot of trouble. No, or just barely. The stories you've told me on this podcast.
I didn't get into any trouble. I was actually pretty good. I didn't get into...
So to hide it, you went to blow your nose to hide the fact that your phone had fallen.
Well, I just made a bunch of noise. Like, it dropped. And then I got up and I just went to go blow my nose. And nothing happened. I was really good about that. But yeah, a lot of people got in trouble for a lot of shit. Two of my friends got in trouble. They would go around. And I thought this shit was only in the fucking movies. But they went around one of our neighborhoods in my hometown, and they took a bat and they destroyed like an entire street of mailboxes. I thought that was only in like Benchwarmers, like in the movie. They literally, one guy was driving and the other was hanging outside of the window. And as they would drive by, boom, 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 they would destroy they would destroy wooden mailboxes.
Wow.
And they got in trouble for that because one guy had them on a security camera.
What kind of time did they get for that?
They just got detentions. It wasn't bad, even though it's a federal crime.
They get phones in jail?
And then we'd have another friend who'd always staple something to himself.
Why would that be detention if it's out on the street? Isn't that not a school thing?
What do you mean?
Well, why would they get detention if they're with a mailbox?
Because the school would find out about it. Because like all the parents in the neighborhood wouldn't want to press like federal charges.
Oh,
they'd
want
to be like, they report so it to the school.
They let the school handle it.
Yeah.
Interesting. Did you ever watch wrestling when you were a child?
Yeah.
Who was your favorite wrestler?
Like WWE?
Yeah.
I like The Undertaker.
Oh, I remember The Undertaker.
Did you watch wrestling?
I was so into wrestling.
You know, I went to one?
Yeah.
I went to WWE. Like, I went there.
Where, in Chicago?
Yeah. My friend took me to one, and I didn't know it was fake.
You didn't?
Until I got there. You know, there's still people think that it's real?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I mean, like, four-year-olds.
I got there, and I realized it was fake, and my friend did too, and he was a fan of it for like 6 years. Like, he had all the video games, he had all the shirts, all the action figures, and we got there.
How old were you?
I think I was...
But didn't you see it on TV?
Yeah, oh yeah, we were watching it on TV.
But on TV it looked real to you.
Yeah, because there were sound effects and everything, and you're like, oh, the grunting, and you hear the announcers, and we were like 13 years old.
Yeah.
And then we got there, and we sat pretty close, and we were like, oh, he didn't fucking hit him at all. That guy just fell on the ground. He didn't even trip. He just literally threw himself on the ground.
Yeah.
And we were so fucking upset.
Your friend too, right?
Yeah, he didn't know. His little sister started crying.
Really?
And we had to, I'm making that part up. She didn't cry. I don't know.
What did the parents say? Like, yeah, of course it's fake.
No, they believed it. They all believed it.
Not the brightest family.
No, I mean, listen, I still don't know what certain words are, so maybe the town I came from isn't the sharpest.
Something in the water.
Something in the water.
Something in the Portillo's.
In the Portillo's.
I see your friend Cass has an intern that's been helping out around here.
Yeah.
And I go, I saw her for a couple of days, and she looks like, She's in that intern mode, which is like not saying much.
But she's like doing everything properly.
Yeah, she seems like she knows what she's doing.
She was killing it, yeah.
Yeah, sure, she's great. And then I was just sitting there looking at her, and you know, it was just crazy house as it is here. You and Natalie barking at each other or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just turned to her and I just go, what do you make of this whole thing here? And she goes, oh, everybody's fucking crazy.
That
was like the first time I heard her speak.
The first time I heard her talk was... I was taking a shower, and
and I said, "Pass me the soap."
No. I was taking a shower, and I told Natalie to grab me Subway before I went in, and I got out, and the Subway was there, and Megan was like, and Cass was talking about Megan, the assistant or the intern. And Cass was like, Megan got so scared because we told her she needed the Subway to be here before you got out of the shower. And Megan was like, I was so fucking scared. I ran to Subway, and when I got in, I witnessed a car accident, and I couldn't go help him because I needed to be back to bring you the Subway, and I felt like I was leaving a crime.
So what did you do to her to make her think that nothing, you were some tyrant?
Nothing. I think Cass and them just were like,
they just told her.
They were just like, you need to get this before he's out of the shower because he needs to go work.
Oh my God. It is so insane.
So she got it out really quick. I felt so bad. I was like, are you crazy? You could have fucking taking your time.
I've been working the last 2 days on something else, so I haven't been here with you guys. And which is like, okay, normal. Everyone's very nice. I come in here for 5 minutes tonight, and people are arguing, and then I'm not saying anything. And basically, I kind of slink out of the room to find the podcast equipment. And just, David, you start yelling at me. Literally, you start yelling at me. I'm like, this is, it made me see, like, this shit is not normal here. It's not normal. I spent 2 days on a movie set with with people. And people are like, oh, hey, Jason, how are you? Okay, Jason, we're going to bring you to Wardrobe. And we're doing episode two.
You're on a movie set where you're like on a show set where you're like the main actor, right?
Yeah.
So everyone's treating you nicely. And then you come back here and it's fucking, you're still on your high horse from the show.
I wasn't even, like, I fucking swallowed my pride the minute I fucking stepped in the driveway. I was like, okay, get ready. This is going to be a little bit different.
That's what happens to me when we'll like do like a live show.
Yeah.
And like we're on stage and everyone's like so excited to see us.
Yeah.
And then we come back to LA and we're just, you know.
Oh, you're just normal, Dave.
Yeah, there's normal people in fucking traffic.
And like, right.
No one gives a fuck about you. It's so funny to see. Like what was it? One time we like had a live show. And then, like, it was great because there's so many people there excited to see us. And then we went to a fraternity, and they were like, get the fuck out of here.
What are you doing here?
And it's so great to see, like, that's awesome.
It keeps you humble.
It does. It not only keeps you humble, but it's so fucking fun. It's so fun. Like, I love being, I don't know.
David wasn't even mad at me. Someone, one of our friends was, like, questioning the way he does things, like, basically, like what his workflow is like.
I was yelling at you because I wanted you to come join the conversation and
you wanted
left.
Me to take your side.
Yeah, I was like, Jackson, where the fuck are you?
And I go, I'm getting the podcast equipment. Why are you yelling at me?
And I go, fuck the podcast. Yeah, that was funny because Jason was like, Jason had no, like, he didn't say a single word, so there's no reason to be mad at him at all. But he left the room, and I was like, where the fuck are you going?
Did you know in France it's okay to fart?
I don't know where you found that out. That doesn't make any sense.
Maybe I made it up. Maybe I'm doing what you do.
Did you make that up?
I mean, I remember.
Because you've said this before.
No, I didn't make
and
it
you,
up.
People and you do justify your farts. Every time Jason farts, he goes, in France, this would be fine. Which I don't know what that means. Do people in France not smell things?
Oh, wait, no, that's burps. Burps are okay in France. Oh, no wonder people hated me when I went to France.
Hey guys, dinner was great. Sir, what the fuck was that? You must have not heard me. It was delicious.
That's why I got all those dirty looks.
Oh, did you actually think? No, okay. There's no way our culture thinks farting is okay.
No, it's burps. Burps are okay.
Burps.
That's
yeah.
What I've heard.
Burps. Burps. I've heard burps for sure. Because that's like you're like full.
I've gone to a restaurant in France and it's all burps.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's just people burping and all over. Women. Children,
women,
dogs,
French dogs.
The waiters burp.
Really?
Yeah. Just as a sign of unison.
I feel like that would get you in trouble. Like, oh, is the waiter sneaking in food? Is he eating? Is he eating on the job?
Yeah, no. He's just fitting in.
So that's just you burp, and that's how people know that the food was good.
Mm-hmm. It's a compliment to the chef.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. And if you shit yourself, what is that? Is that like? And a serious appreciation?
Yeah, I mean,
if it's the best place you've ever eaten at, they want you to shit yourself. Sir, you need to prove to the chef. You need to soil your pants. I need to what? Soil your pants.
Okay, I guess I can do that. France is interesting. What an interesting country.
I feel like you're the type of person where you can just meet the wrong French guy who just feeds you a bunch of bullshit and you go with it the rest of the tour. Oh, so I need to stab the waiter in the arm if I like. Okay. Well, sorry to the French people. Let's clear that up.
Yeah, if you're
no farting.
If you're French, let us know what the customs are, because we'd like to know.
It's probably not even burping. We probably just dug ourselves in the hole. We're never going to be welcomed in France. All right, guys. Well, that's all the time we have for today's podcast. Thank you guys for listening. This has been a Views podcast.
Yeah.
My name is Jeff. That's David. That's Jason. I'm Jason. David. My name's Jeff. And we'll see you guys.
I'll be in San Francisco on Saturday.
Up there it goes.
Cobb's Comedy Club.
Here's the tour plug.
Come see me.
Thank God that no one listens past the 35-minute mark.
And I'll be in, where are we going to be? Oh, Chicago. I'll be in Chicago. Schaumburg, Illinois on Sunday, June 9th.
Go check them out.
Yeah,
come see me. Seems like it'll be a great show.
This sounds so fucking convincing. I came home tonight, and came home tonight like I live here. I came home, and David goes, how was your day? Like that. And me, Natalie, and Cass were like, looked at each other. Like, I was like, it was good. Thank you for asking, David. That is out of character.
All right. I'll see you guys later. Bye.